This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, continuing today our study in which we've been engaged for the past several times of genuine or real Christian commitment. And I've raised the question, how do you spell commitment according to Christianity? And we have suggested, in recognition of the necessity involved, that it is spelled M-U-S-T. Based upon the passage found in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, where Jesus said, when he was still just a lad, "Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Already we have pointed out that in living according to true Christian commitment, one must live a life of sacrifice. And secondly, we have noted that one must live a life of suffering if he is called upon to do it, to be hated, to be persecuted, to be thrown into prison, even to die. And now today we continue with our third basic point in the fact that Christian commitment is spelled M-U-S-T. The Bible makes clear that we must publish abroad the kingdom. Again, we call your attention to Luke 2:49, where Jesus said, "Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" In Luke 4:43, Jesus made it clear that we must preach, we must publish abroad the kingdom. In the giving of the Great Commission, Jesus said to his apostles, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned or shall be damned." Then we notice further in Acts chapter 1, the opening verses of this very important book which tells us about the establishment and the growth of the early church, we find in verses 5 to 8, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times of the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Notice how the preaching of the gospel, the Great Commission, applies not only to our own immediate vicinity, and the vicinities just beyond where we live, but to the whole world. According to Matthew's record of the Great Commission, the Bible tells us that Jesus came to them and spake unto them, saying, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." You can see that in each of these cases, the Lord is saying, you must preach. And you must preach not merely some religious doctrine, but you must preach the particular doctrine, the body of doctrine, which is the gospel of Christ, the law of Jesus Christ. It is the preaching of the gospel and only the preaching of the gospel that is pleasing to God. Now that means, so far as I myself am concerned, is that I do not have the right to simply invent some religious message. I do not have the right to simply take some religious message invented by some other human being or some group of human beings, some creed or catechism that men have written, but I must preach only that which is plainly taught in the Bible, the Word of God. So we must sacrifice, we must suffer, and we must publish abroad the kingdom by the preaching of the gospel. Next we note, that is, in the fourth place, that Christian commitment involves the necessity of love. We must love. We must love God, we must love our families, we must love our neighbor, and we must love our enemies. Let us note then the necessity of love. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us next time when, the Lord willing, we shall discuss the necessity of love in Christian commitment. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.